so deep.
Tell me how you gonna be without me.
If you ain't here, I just can't breathe. There's no air, no air.
Hello, my name is Margaret Cole. On behalf of First Baptist Church of Alpine, the members, and certainly Pastor Hal Rollins, we invite you to join us as we honor, praise, and worship our Lord Jesus Christ this Easter. We have a Good Friday service at noon. We have three services for Easter Sunday. A sunrise service at 6:30 a.m., mid-morning service at 11 a.m., evening service at 6 p.m. We are located at 1912 Arnold Way at the intersection of Tavern Road and Alpine. Our phone number is 619-445-2338. We look forward to having you join us on Easter, and may God bless you real good.
This is KRLYLP Alpine, my 107.9 FM.
Good evening, everybody in the whole world.
Hello, hello, what is up?
Well, we have a great show for you tonight. Now, go ahead, Mallory. Tell us a little something about what we do for the ones that have never tuned in, and shame on you for that.
How could you not listen to this awesome show? Well, we tend to highlight the genres of music.
And we have a name for a show.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, girl.
Mixing It Up with Marty and Mallory.
We have a special fan out there, a little on the crazy side, but that's all right. They named that show, and we liked it. And we've been doing, every Friday night, we've done what? Little country?
We've done country. We've done rock. What did we do?
We've done the deck. Oh, we went through
the
decades.
We went through the decades. Yeah.
That was an interesting show if you missed that one.
Yeah, the Grand Funk Railroad. Oh, my
gosh.
Yes.
Well, now, that's the 60s for you. But but tonight, now, I'm going to try to stay a little calmer, but anybody that knows me knows that's not going to happen. So I am excited about this show.
Yes, it's going to be a blast.
And one of the reasons I'm so excited, Mallory and I, both as Christians, are been looking forward to this because this Friday has been Good Friday.
Yes.
It is like the Super Bowl for Christians out there. And it can be the Super Bowl for non-believers, too.
That is true.
And I'll be sharing that little tidbit, among other tidbits, with you later on because we're going to do some church tonight, girl.
Amen.
Okay, first of all, I'm just going to do a few shout-outs at the moment to Bob and Ann, and to Margaret here in Alpine. Now, that being said, Bob, he really got on to me last night, Mallory, at church.
You almost call me Margaret.
I did, but that's because he's married to Margaret.
Got it.
So, I'm sorry, Margaret, I had to tell you tell your life story right there. But no one knows your last name at the moment. But anyway, okay. Getting back to this, he really got on to me about, he says that I'm playing Yankee country.
Yankee country.
And you know, that's very offensive to a person from the South. Very offensive, Bob. I didn't want to say anything last night, but I have forgiven you. I have. I've moved on.
Yeah, this is a show of forgiveness.
And I have played this, and I think you're going to love this song. We've got what? We got a little
Jesus on the Main Line by Randy Travis.
And Casting Crowns, a Christian group that's all over the charts with Glorious Day. And I think that this is a great segment to beginning our Easter Sunday. Jesus on the Main Line. And I got to tell you, he's closer than 911.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. You can call him up, and tell him what you want. Call him up, and tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. Go on, call him up and tell him what you want.
Hear Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Go on, call him up and tell him what you want. Hey, if you're sick and you want to get well,
tell him what you want.
If you're sick and you want to get well,
tell him what you want.
If you're sick and you want to get well,
tell him what you want.
Go on, call him up and tell him what you want. Hey, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. His line ain't ever busy.
Tell him what you want.
His line ain't ever busy.
Tell him what you want.
His line ain't ever busy.
Tell him what you want.
Go on, call him up and tell him what you want. Hey, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The word became flesh and the light shined among us, glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. And buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's come. Calvary's mountain, one day they nailed him to die on a tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Dying, he saved me. And buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Oh, glorious day.
One day the heavens far away. Rising, he justified.
Now, I said I was going to do some more shout-outs, and I am. I'm doing a shout-out to my favorite pastor, the best pastor in the world, Pastor Hal Rollins in San Diego, and Bob and Techie, and my friends, his daughter, Terry, and her husband, Claude and Merced. That's all
the list goes on.
Yes. Now, he told me a very special story about Kay Rollins, his wife, and she loved Elvis Presley. And we're doing a song that the name of it is I Was Born About 10,000 Years Ago. And I got to tell you, myself, sometimes I feel like I look like I was born about 10,000 years ago.
Not even.
She's so nice to me. And Mallory, introduce the next song.
Oh, we have Take Me In by Cutlass. And my youth pastor actually introduced me to them.
Really?
Yeah. They're kind of really good. They're like a Christian rock band. And their name's kind of unique because they got it from a Bible verse, Romans 6:23.
Would you read that for us?
Yes, I will. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Now, I said I was going to do some church, and I'm in it. I really am.
Preach it, sister.
Let me tell you something. No matter what you hear, no matter what you may think, becoming a Christian and being saved is a very simple thing. You cannot buy your way into heaven, and that's a good thing because I have no money. I'm always joking, but it's true. You cannot work your way into heaven. Jesus Christ died on a cross for you. You don't have to do a ritual. You don't have to do anything. He's done it for us. It's called the gift. So please listen to this music.
I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled in the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and dance with the lion's tail. And I crossed over Cana on a log. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Yeah, ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter calling Moses, playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled through the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and Daniel twist the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan all along. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Yeah, I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about prophet in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, I have a chair. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so.
I hope you guys are all having a great time right now. I know we are in the station. We just want to thank our fans for listening.
Yes.
So for our next set, we have kind of a variety for you. We got a hymn, Amazing Grace. We got Ten Commandments, or the Ten Simple Rules by Mercy Me, and some country by Josh Turner, my favorite. So hope you guys enjoy it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And I don't deserve the love you give. Don't know why you chose me.
Lord said, have no other gods but God to worship, idols just won't do. Be careful with the way you use God's name and keep Sunday special too. Honor your parents, don't take any lies, and when you're old enough to marry, be true. Do not steal a lie or want those things that don't belong to you. These are 10 simple rules God gave to me and you. Now the good Lord said, you better listen to me. If you follow these rules, then they will set you free. Because I want you to live a happy life and help others to be happy too. So when things go wrong, these words will get you through. And the Lord said, have no other gods but God to worship, idols just won't do. Be careful with the way you use God's name and keep Sunday special too. Honor your parents, don't take any lives, and when you're old enough to marry, be true. Do not steal a lie or want those things that don't belong to you. These are 10 simple rules God gave to me and you. And the Lord said, have no other gods but God to worship, idols just won't do. Be careful with the way you use God's name and keep Sunday special too. Honor your parents, don't take any lives, and when you're old enough to marry, be true. Do not steal a lie or want those things that don't belong to you. These are 10 simple rules God gave to me and you. Well, these are 10 simple rules God gave to me and you.
Can't be done by me and God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together where the angels trod, me and God. Early in the morning talking it over, me and God. At night talking it over, me and God. You could say we're like two peas in a pod, me and God. He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules and the rod, we're a team, me and God.
I am weak and he is strong, me and God. He forgives me when I'm wrong, me and God. He's the one I lean on when life gets hard, me and God.
He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world with the staff and the rod, we're a team, me and God.
Well, we have some political things coming up the next song, In God We Still Trust.
Mm-hmm, by Diamond Rio.
Little Country.
Heard of this band.
Yeah. Well, you know, I knew about them, but not too much, not being a big country fan. But being political, In God We Still Trust is the name of the song. And I put this in for a reason, because right now we're going through this, should we put it on money? Should we put it this? Should we do a Pledge of Allegiance? And you know what? I say yes.
She's getting into it.
Does that say yes. anything?
Yes.
I mean, come on. We are a country built on, under God. And as far as I'm concerned, we are still under God's care.
Yes.
And that being said, introduce our next song.
We have Up the Mountain by Susan Boyle.
Now... She's a little bit of an Irish. Yes.
A nice little accent there, Marty.
Thank you very much. My last name, my maiden name was McDaniel.
Oh. Wow. Okay. And didn't she win the...
I just did a little jig there.
Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent. You can do it, Mallory. I know you can, my lassie.
My lassie. Whoa, I haven't heard that. I'm going to start using that.
My lassie.
My lassie. Okay.
Up to the Mountain. It's not a song that you would think it's a hymn or anything, but it is a beautiful song, and she has got a voice like an angel, lassie.
Place your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust, here in America. He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust. Trust here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Thank you. to the mountain because you asked me to. Up over the clouds to where that sky was blue, I could see all around me everywhere. I could see all around me everywhere. Sometimes I feel like I've never been nothing but tired, and I'll be working till the day I expire. See, sometimes I just lay me down. No more can I do. But then I'll go on again because you asked me to. Some days I'll look down. Lord, telling me softly, you love me so.
Wow, I hope you guys really enjoyed that last song. It's definitely going to be one of my favorites for a while.
I did.
It's pretty. Marty's doing her little Irish accent all night. Now, up next we have Jesus Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood.
Yes, and then we have David Phelps, Behold the Lamb. And I told Mallory today that we had to have the Easter song of all Easter songs. He was with the Bill Gaither Vocal Band, and I know some friends of mine out there, Cindy and the pastor and Bob, is going to be disappointed I don't have the Gaither Vocal Band, but I'm so sorry I could not download their music. But his was on the copyright issues that I could do, and he does have a voice also like an angel, the one voice. So we hope you enjoy.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel.
Slow.
Well, Mallory, this has been church tonight.
Yeah, it's been an eventful show.
Yes, we've been
emotional and eventful, I guess you could say it.
Absolutely. And we have, for our ending of our show, why don't you introduce the first one, and then you let me go a little crazy, why don't you?
We have Peace in the Valley by Johnny Cash.
Yes.
One of the most influential musicians ever.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A Christian. And there was some interesting, we were talking about this early in the evening, Mallory and I. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Why he wore black?
Yeah, Johnny Cash was well known for wearing all black, you know, and he did that to represent the poor and hungry.
Yes.
And also, quote unquote, prisoner who has paid his crime.
Mm-hmm. And he was a prisoner at one time. And
yeah, he definitely went through some hardship during his career.
And one of the most interesting things, now I'm going to say this again, I'm doing another shout out to the pastor, because he was a Navy guy. And what does the Navy still do?
The U.S. Navy has like a winter blue service uniform, and they call them Johnny Cashes. So
I thought that was so cool and so interesting.
And I want to make a little shout out to our troops in Iraq and Iran.
Amen.
Support
Sister
our troops.
Mallory, support your troops. Let me tell you something. My husband was a Vietnam vet. Oh, here we go. And, you know, I realize now that, you know, I know freedom of speech or whatever, but we do more harm than good than when we out there protesting this and that and the other. We have men in our church that have given, that were gladly to give up their lives for us in America. There is nothing to be ashamed about it. And here I go about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The last song.
There Will Come a Day by Faith Hill.
Yes.
Go, Marty,
there
go.
There will come a day. And let me just leave these words with you. There will come a day when every knee shall bow, every head shall bow, every knee, and they will know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes, and the morning so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh yes, there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Dear Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down with the lamb. That's what it says. And the beast from the wild will be led by a little child. And I will be changed from this creature that I am.
Thank God.
And there'll be peace in the valley for me. Valley for me. Dear Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Some sweet, sweet day.
How the world can be so cold, stealing the souls of a man. Cloudy skies rain down on all your dreams. You wrestle with the fear and doubt. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta believe. Children are forsaken. In this world we're living in, is there anything sacred? There's a better place where our Father waits, and every tear He'll wipe away. The darkness will be gone. The weak shall be strong. Oh,
once again, my co-host and I would like to thank you for being part of this special broadcast. We've had some laughs, we've had some great music, and a few tears have been shed. But as we leave you tonight, take this with you. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It's that simple. May God bless you real good.
The Bible says our natural minds have been affected by sin. You can't think your way to Jesus. The Bible says the god of this world, which is the devil, has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Our minds are supernaturally blinded.
How do you have your mind renewed and transformed? By repenting of your sins and receiving Christ as Lord and Savior. Come to the cross where he died for you and say, Lord, I do believe, I do receive, I do thank you for all you've done for me, and I want to follow you and serve you.
Hello, my name is Margaret Cole. On behalf of First Baptist Church of Alpine, the members, and certainly Pastor Hal Rollins, we invite you to join us as we honor, praise, and worship our Lord Jesus Christ this Easter. We have a Good Friday service at noon. We have three services for Easter Sunday. A sunrise service at 6:30 a.m., mid-morning service 11 a.m., evening service at 6 p.m. We are located at 1912 Arnold Way at the intersection of Tavern Road and Alpine. Our phone number is 619-445-2338. We look forward to having you join us on Easter, and may God bless you real good.
Hi, this is Adam Williams, kicking off another great hour of music on KRLY LP Alpine, my 107.9 FM.
So helpless, wish I didn't act so selfish, wish I didn't wring my hands night and day. My hair was a little bit smoother, my jeans fit a little bit looser, and I always knew the right things to say.